Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
A couple of days after the election, and we had phone calls and a concession speech, and I got to when it comes to social media, just a lot of reaction. You've got celebration and sadness. You've got people unfriending and unfollowing each other. And for me, at least, as I take it in from yesterday to today, it's just the wide spectrum across Christendom and across society. It kind of leaves your jaw dropping.
It absolutely does. You know, I witnessed that on my own page yesterday. And, you know, I had shared something that I thought was, you know, calling people to love regardless, and it devolved into bickering and fighting, and it was very discouraging, honestly, to see that. And, you know, it's like, hey, let's call for loving well. And, you know, I had people on one side saying, I don't want to, and other people on the other side saying, I don't want to either. And boy, oh boy, all of these people would at least at some point have described themselves as believers.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah,
really
so
hard.
It's a wide cross section, and
yep.
So I mean, and it was from yesterday to again this morning, seeing people giving biblical, almost prophetic interpretation of why our recent political elections have worked out the way they did, to others saying basically, I shared a Julian of Norwich quote, which is well known. It's one of my wife's favorites, right? All
yep.
shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well, for there is a force of love moving through the universe that holds us fast and will never let us go. And
yep.
I had somebody comment last night, which they basically said, yeah, I'm just so turned off by American Christianity. And identified a whole bunch of things I'm not going to say. And
yep.
so, again, it's just such a wide cross-section.
It is. You know, and it for me, it's that what I was wrestling with all day yesterday is what does that work of repair look like? And I honestly don't know. You know, you had said there's been a wide range of responses, and I think those are all valid, right? You know, I think wherever people are at, that's where they're at. You know, how do we live with hope toward the future? And I don't know that I have a clear picture of that yet, and maybe I never will.
Yeah. So one day to you know, one of the things, and I like to catch the Michael Medved show. I mentioned that
yep.
you can still find it. He was on our air for many years. I thought he was and is still a great host. And I'd encourage people to try to track that down. I've encouraged you that you can find the podcast. It links to one. And it's about a 45-minute summary of the previous day's show. But he rightfully began his show. He's like, you know, we had anxiety for a long time about are people going to question the results? Is there going to be violence? Really,
yep.
you know, we're good in that regard. So.
So far.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's true.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of love, 1 Corinthians 13:7, our verse today.
And that says, love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance.
All right, and in Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary, you say, love is all-encompassing goodness. To love others is to bear their burdens, listen with a compassionate ear, place your hope in a future filled with my glory, and help one another along life's path until I restore all things to wholeness.
Yeah, you know, again, we touched on listening yesterday, right? You know,
uh-huh.
I think listening with a compassionate ear, and boy, I really want to try to do that. Also to remember this, we feel very fragmented, have for a while. What does it look like to become whole as people, as a nation, as communities? And just trying to give thought to that.
Yeah. And one of the things I want to just say that I appreciate about you is your emphasis on Ludio. I saw you posting
yep.
something that yesterday. And I think unless we're, you know, none of us is perfectly loving. None of us is Jesus. But the fact of the matter is that unless you are mentally and even maybe verbally trying to be intentional about living the life of love and sacrifice and other centeredness that Jesus calls it to and humility, we won't stand a chance of it.
Right. I agree. Completely agree.
All right. Thank you. Birthday Bob in Rice Lake says, happy birthday, Pastor Cody from Maranatha Evangelical Free says, thank you for the difference you make and for all you do for our body, community, and state. We thank God for your heart of service. Happy birthday also to a beautiful and dear friend, Miss Beth Martin, sending wishes and many blessings to both of you.
Well, sometimes is the new way the better way, or is it better to do things a little old-fashioned? We've got a list of things that the internet said, yeah, I prefer to do things a little not modern.
Yeah, for instance, some people say they use paper and pencil to write reminders or grocery lists and bring it with them. I know a number of authors, at least for a lot of years, James Dobson used to write his books out on legal pads, you know?
I have to say, and again, it's been a while since I've been in college, but when I was in college, I did take handwritten notes rather than, you know, a lot of classmates had a laptop, things like that. But I found that handwritten notes actually helped me retain the information a little bit better.
I can understand that.
The old-fashioned way. What's something you still do the old-fashioned way, even though there's a modern solution for it? Another person said, I use recipe books instead of online recipes. I can understand that. You bet.
Boy, I'm clicking and saving recipes all the time. It's the getting to making them that's the hard part. Somebody else says, I use my side mirrors to back up. More modern cars, you don't have to do that.
I agree with that because when I try to back up with the station vehicle, which has a backup camera on it, I'm not very good. I'm not very good at that.
My car's still old enough, I don't have that. So.
What's something you still do the old-fashioned way, even though there's a modern solution for it? We'd love to hear yours. 715-396-1670-396-1670. Somebody says, opening cans. I bought a manual can opener, and I just like it more than my electric one.
I still use a manual can opener. Someone else says, I have a calendar that hangs on the wall of my kitchen that I write appointments, birthdays, events, etc.
That is a huge difference between my darling wife and I, because that is exactly what she does. And she says, oh, it's on the calendar. And I said, but it's not on my Google calendar. And vice versa. Yeah, we got to get on the same page, I guess, literally with that. Things to do the old-fashioned way. Someone says, I make real gravy. No instant granules in my house, but gravy made with meat juices from the roast. So much better. So much better.
Another person weighs in. I can relate. Still washes dishes by hand. Kind of a mixture in our house, the hand washing and the dishwasher. So
my grandma, and it's not wash, it's wash. Wash the dishes. Okay. My grandma will literally wash the dishes before putting them in the dishwasher. I mean, they're almost completely clean and then puts them in the dishwasher.
Well, they got to be rinsed, though.
Yes. What's something you still do the old-fashioned way, even if there's a modern solution for it? Let us know on the Wib Wake Up Show, 715-396-1670. Couple more. This person says, I shred cheese by hand. It melts way better than the store-bought shredded cheese.
And finally, someone says they make popcorn in a pot with oil. I remember my dad would do that on the stove, and it
Yum.
Was the best.
So good. So last night, we had the reveal on our WWIB Radio Facebook page of the Home for the Holidays winner. Again, thank you so much to everybody who voted. Who nominated. And so last night we had the reveal. It's something that was from a little bit earlier where we surprised our winners. And so our winners were Shelly and Ben Esparza from Eau Claire. And Shelly actually nominated her husband, Ben. They have a family with 8 children. They've served as missionaries with Youth with a Mission for a lot of years. And that's actually how they met 25 years ago. They met down in Mexico. So Ben's from Mexico originally, and his parents have passed, but he still has siblings who live in San Antonio, Texas. And so Shelly and Ben met during mission work, and Ben moved up here with Shelly. And again, they have 8 wonderful children. But since that time, 25 years ago, he's hardly been back to see his family down again in southern Texas, has hardly seen his brothers and sisters, passing visits from time to time. And again, he has nieces and nephews that he's never actually met in person. And so Shelly nominated her husband to actually go away for Christmas because it had been so long since he'd seen his family. And so she wrote this beautiful entry saying, I'd love to be able to give my husband the chance to be with his brothers and sisters, his nieces and nephews for Christmas. So again, this is just a snippet of the video. I'd encourage you to check out the whole thing. Probably won't be able to keep your eyes dry, but check it out on the WWIB Radio Facebook page. But I asked Ben how long it's been since he's really been able to see his brothers and sisters.
It's been about 10, 11 years.
16 years.
16 years.
Our daughter Gabriella had just turned 1. That was the last
16 years.
Trip we took.
Jonathan never 16, 17. Yes. It's been a while.
And I think, Shelly, I you know, see Ben and you, but I think even in what you wrote, that you want this so much for him. You can tell maybe how much he misses his family, but sacrifices for your family, for the service that he has here.
Correct.
But I think you know how much good it would do him to be able to see his family again in a joy-filled time like Christmas.
Correct. You know, after having years of not having those connections with your families, there's
Siblings always have issues, and I think it'd be a good time of healing for them as siblings to just come together and focus on each other and their families. I mean, he's got nieces and nephews that he hasn't even met.
Has never met.
Mm-hmm. Other than through FaceTime.
But never in person. Never be able to pick them up and hold them and hug them.
For me, this is like the best.
And they show love that much for you to for your wife to nominate you, for your kids to go out and spread the word that they're proud of their dad, and they want the best for you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, thank you guys for coming into it. I appreciate you being willing to share the story here on video too. I know not everybody's comfortable with video. I just, wanted to be able to again have our top three come in too, and you're certainly moving me hearing it more in person too. So thank you for that. I appreciate you taking the time to come in. So you guys were part of the top three as well. What I didn't tell you is that you won.
Oh no.
And you're gonna be seeing your family this Christmas, Ben. Merry Christmas. Clearly, the Lord had something in mind when your wife nominated you on the last day before we closed the deadlines, and your kid took up
this? This is not a surprise.
She has no idea.
It's not a prank. Okay.
This is real, and I have $1,000 check for you. Thanks to our sponsors, and again, clearly, the Lord wanted you to be able to be with your family this Christmas, so He's making it happen.
Thank you so much. Thank you everybody who voted.
Fantastic. Wow, powerful stuff there.
You need to check out the whole video. You need to actually watch it again. Thank you so much to Sam for filming this and for putting it together. It's on the WWIB Radio Facebook page, or we shared it in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Have you ever had a job interview where you just leave it saying, that did not go well? Maybe you've had a bad one. But was it as bad as these? Some real life stories where folks said, not how I'd planned that in my head.
Yeah, one story says, I once went on this group interview at a skating rink. Instead of the normal interview questions most logical folks would expect, we were asked to freestyle rap and compete in a hokey pokey competition. Wow.
That is a different interview.
You can't prepare for that.
Awkward interview stories, real life, truth stranger than fiction. One person says they asked me what 8 times 5 was. I counted on my hands and still said 32. Oh, no. Needless to say, I didn't get that job.
Ouch. Oh, my. Someone else said, I commented on a picture she had on her desk. Oh, is that you and your dad? No, it was a picture of her and her husband. I did not get the job. A
couple more awkward interview stories here in the WIB Wake Up Show. This is a little bit longer one. She says, I was applying to be a developmental aide at a preschool for children with special needs. The woman who was interviewing me walked me around to show me the place, and then while we were in the older kids' room, I started feeling dizzy and hot. The next thing I knew, I was lying on one of the kids' nap mats, and she was giving me a Dixie cup of orange juice. She says, incredibly enough, I still got the job. When I later asked her why, she said that when I came to and got a little of that juice in me, I looked her dead in the face and said, so tell me more about your program. She said that anyone who could keep it together after something like that had what it took to work with special needs kids.
Wow. We've got more of these in the next half hour here on WWIB.
More awkward interview stories, truth stranger than fiction here, when people said, you know what, that job interview didn't go as planned. Hopefully they can laugh about it now. Probably wasn't real funny at the time. Here's some more real stories.
Yes, we had some of these earlier in the hour. Here's another one. Someone says, I was conducting an interview for a position that would report to me and was explaining how we used an online tool like Google Drive to store and share files. In my explanation, I meant to say that it was a repository of information, but mixed up my words and ended up saying it was a suppository of information. Different meaning.
Not what I meant to say. Another person in an interview says, I accidentally blew a snot bubble and it dripped out of my nose. I politely saw myself out without saying another word.
Just kind of figured I'm not going to get this job.
Just not going to work out.
Someone else says, I went to go sit down in a rolling chair. It kept moving and my butt soon landed hard on the wood floor.
That's tough. Those rolly chairs, they can be difficult. Real but awkward interview stories. Someone says, I was interviewing at a childcare facility. I am naturally a very nervous, awkward person. So when I was asked how I feel about children and discipline, I said that I didn't believe in capital punishment for children. Obviously, I meant corporal punishment. A little bit different between corporal punishment and capital punishment.
I mean, they both start with a C.
Yes.
Someone else says, I was running late to an interview, and as I stepped out of my car, my dress hem ripped. It ripped far up enough that it was inappropriate, to say the least. As I walked in, I awkwardly held my purse behind my posterior while shaking hands with everyone.
That would just be... credit to you, I guess, for still going with it. I think I still have just left. One final awkward interview story. Strange but true. They say, I was interviewing for a position at Facebook my senior year of college, and the interviewer asked me what I was passionate about. I was so nervous, I just shouted, cats, and made the interviewer jump because I literally shouted. He looked at me, nodded, and asked me to explain why. So for 5 minutes, I explained why I love cats and how they're just misunderstood.
Wow, there you go. Awkward interview stories on the WIB Wake Up Show on a Thursday morning, WWIB.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.